and therefore you would not get malchus. But Nitakla say and Kinmon say are the same, but we don't pask in our way. That's a connect which he adds to the Pishitas Rashi. I'll call upon it. This is therefore a third shot as to why there's no, why there is malchus and it's not Nitakla say. It's Chazar Opa. What are the three shots so far? One, Petrobama Tkumba say. And therefore you would not get malchus, because Nitakla say and Kinmon say are the same, but we don't pask in our way. That's a connect which he adds to the Pishitas Rashi. I'll call upon it. This is therefore a third shot as to why there is malchus and it's not Nitakla say. It's Chazar Opa. What are the three shots so far? One, Petrobama Tkumba say Shev al Tasim, Minchas Chinuch. Two, depend upon what? Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon, that's Rav Chaim. Three, it depends upon the nature of, what's all derech and mechaz chinuch? The nature of what? The bit of tashbisu. Is tashbisu a one-time event, or is tashbisu an ongoing event? But except he, instead of going with the mechaz chinuch level, he has a different way of presenting it. And with a different way of presenting it, it comes out very good. One, the Gemara today is miyushim, that goes into the glass set, is Kidmoa say is like the Tikla say. We don't pass in that way. The void is an ongoing and I will take care of the future of the past. Yes, ma'am. Same. It's the same. Pretty different. According to Rashi, the Mitzvah say Seder, and the Mitzvah say only once. Rashi tells the same, they're the two opposites. No, because why does Rashi say it's Nit de Glace? According to what we just said, now it's not called Nit de Glace. She just Rashi. The answer is, yeah, but it's not Nit de Glace. It's the equivalent of Kidno Ase. But this thing happens though, that Kidno Ase is locus. Even though the Ase came earlier, it doesn't make a difference. Even though it's going to take care of tomorrow's Ase, not going to undo yesterday's Ase. Doesn't matter according to that day. One final test, and then we'll stop. She just Rambam. And that is the simplest terrors of all. Mamash, the simple terrors we said until now. Simple. And that is as follows. Lav anitik lasei means the lav is now and the asei is later. However, Rabosai, what? Yeah, but that's, we said it in a fancy way. I'm going to say it's the most simple, simple, simple way. It's the most simple shot of all. What is the love of Vayiro Vayimotze? Again, Pshuto Shel Mikra. When is the love of Vayiro Vayimotze? Starting from when? Pesach. Right, Pesach. When is the Asei of Tashbisu? Pashtus, again, Pashtus, Pshuto Shel Mikra. It starts at Chatzos in the 14th of Nisan and ends when it gets dark. Only the Amarish, the Pashtus. If that's the case, it's obvious why it's not allowed to say on Shita Saramba. Why? The lav takes place on Pesach. The assay takes place in Erev Pesach. Once you void this lav, you can never correct with an assay. The assay is only when Erev Pesach. The lav is only when on Pesach. You can have a backwards calendar. It's the simplest pshat of all. The simple pshat. Simple. Simple pshat. Who said so? Who said so? That Tashbisu was only on Erev Pesach. Well, the one who said so was the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah says that Shema, not sure, quote, Shema Yom Arishon Lav Dafka Yom Arishon Do Adin Koname Apesach. Shema. And whenever you say maybe, what does it mean? Like my kids say, maybe, so maybe not, right? So maybe the Tashbisu was all Pesach. So maybe not. What do you mean maybe not? Maybe Tashbisu is only Erev Pesach. So Tashbisu is only Erev Pesach, and Bar Yiroeh first begins on Pesach. Or even if Bar Yiroeh should begin when? Even if it will begin on Chatzos, but Bar Yiroeh goes straight through until Pesach is over for sure. When Tashbisu ends, the Peshuto Shel Mikra, when?
At nightfall.
That cannot possibly be considered a Nidda Glaseh. So the question is, at the end of today's Shia, we'll just end with one more Nakuda. So how in the world does everybody else say Nidda Glaseh? Who asked his Kasha first? Who asked his Kasha? The Lori Isi Misha Hirgish Badava there. No, the Yehuda. No, the Yehuda says, I know, who lived 200 years ago. He said, I can't believe it. Nobody raised this question, that it shouldn't be considered Nidda Glaseh, because the lav is only in Pesach and the assay is only in Erev Pesach. It's backwards. How come no Mishnah has discussion? Yes? Yeah, but the question is, Baruch, I'm begging the question, what source is there to extend the assay of Tashbisu through Pesach when the Torah says explicitly, Ach Bayom Ha Rishon Tashbisu Sami Batecha. No mention was ever made about going beyond the Yom HaRishon. That's the no the Behuda's Kasha. So I'd just like to end the shir by telling you the no the Behuda's Terrence. It's only half a paragraph, but it's very, very meaningful that half a paragraph. Says the no the Behuda, it's based on the Gemara that Hayim is based. Everyone please turn. In case someone else walks in and wants to know what we're up to. Turn back to the Hayim and Beis. Hayim and Beis, the Gemara says, right where we left off, Tana Rabbana, Shivas Yamim, Soleh Matzim and Vatechim, Matam and Lomah Lafon, Emma Lo Yirah Lachasol, Yirah Lachachom, it's because Gulecha, Yishanem, Alei Yirah Lachasol, Shal Koya Teroa, Amat Aroa Shalachim, Shal Gavoa, which we discussed already once before, Yochol Yachim, Vikala Pidonas, Man Anachi Tam and Lomah, Lo yimotzi. Ain yada benafi shall give shasam ve'ain yishari mach b'chotzi. Nafi shall give shasam ve'ain yishari mach b'chotzi v'inay tam. Lo yimotzi. The b'teichem. Well, there's a whole discussion about this. Ain the yada, it's all the b'raisa. Ain the yada shim b'teichem. B'boras b'shichun v'boras v'inay tam. Lo b'chot v'lem. V'adai ani yom v'votim over mishum b'ayi roh v'ayimotzi. U'bayat and b'ayikah b'donos. Min anachi. B'gvulin. Listen carefully. B'gvulin shalchor hiyata roh. Wait a minute. If you take the psukim literally, if it's in your house, you're not listening. If it's in your house, you're over on everything. If it's in your backyard and your boundary, then it's limited to the Jews' chametz. How do you know it's not that way? Hamalom, here's the kri line. So or, look carefully, please, inside. L'gzeira shava. Nema so'or b'botim. Namely, so'or le'imotim b'botecha. V'nema so'or b'gvulim. Lo yirah lecha sa'or, ma sa'or ha'omer bebatim, over mishum bayro bayimatzah bayavim ela pekdonis me'anachri, af sa'or ha'omer bigvulin, over mishum bayro bayimatzah bayavim ela pekdonis me'anachri, u'ma sa'or ha'omer bigvulin, shechoy ha'teroa, el teroa shalachem v'shal gavoa, af sa'or ha'omer bebatim, shechoy ha'teroa, el teroa shalachem v'shal gavoa. That's the b'raisa. So what does the b'raisa say, Rabbi Osai? It says something very, very important. As Xera Shava Sa'or Sa'or. In the context of the Brisa, what it does is it equates Sa'or in your house and Sa'or in your yard. In both cases, you are over if it's yours, or if you're Mekabel Achrayis. And in both cases, you're not over if it's not yours, and you're not Mekabel Achrayis. Right? That's the Brisa. Says in Noda Behuda that the same exact Xera Shava of Sa'or Sa'or can work in our context too. Why? It says, Tashbisu Sa'or Mibotechem. Hey, do you mean to tell me that on a Goy's Chometz, if I was Mekabel Achrayis, that was not Mekabel Achrayis for, that I'm in violation of Tashbisu Sa'or Mibotechem? It doesn't say the word Lecha over there. Achbem Arishon Tashbisu Sa'or Mibotechem. It doesn't say Shalcha, nothing. So why is that the Yisur of Tashbisu was not said by a Goy's Chometz? It must be that there's a Gzera Shava. This other pasuk of Tashbisu Sa'or Mibatechem ties into the Gzera Shava of Sa'or Sa'or. Therefore, we tie it in together, just like it says over here. Lo yirah lecha Sa'or Shivas Yamim. So too, Tashbisu Sa'or Mibatechem says what? As if it said what? Shivas Yamim. That's the mark of a Tashbisu. It's a Gzera Shava Sa'or Sa'or. And as the topper he throws into the Yehuda, that's how you know that it's by Yeroh after Chatzos. Why? Because it's Fakir. Tashbisu Sa'or refers to the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So when it says later on, it also begins from Ach, from Chatzos and Erev Pesach. That's the beautiful explanation of the Nod of Yehuda. So Mitzvah tomorrow and Shir have to analyze what he says and what the other says, and they will start a little Chazara too. So again, you should be at a point beyond, which is a prerequisite to assume it's not the Basay, is questionable. Where does it come from? So as a matter of fact, the Nod of Yehuda, we saw the other Shir, says, Lora Yisi Mishir Mishmazet. I never saw someone ask this question. And he gives an answer based on the Mod of Hayim and Bay. Sa'or, Sa'or, Luxer, Shub. So the Achim, Amarishin, Tashbisu, Sa'or, Mibotecha. And Shiva Sam is Sa'or, Mibotecha. So the same way as that 7 days, it's also 7 days. That's what the Nod of Yehuda says. And then he takes it to explain why it's Ba'iroa. And Erev Pesach, it goes to both directions. That's Ad Kant from yesterday.
That's not really an answer. It's just explaining how it can be that there'll be a.
Right, so the Rambam can hold not that way. Since the Rambam, the Pashup Shad, the Rambam is not that way. Rambam holds that Tashbis is only on the first day. So that's not rejected. Fakir. It's the other way around, Shver. How can anybody say that the Gras say? We have Tashbisu on Yom Kippur. That's when Abiyuda comes and says, no, it's based on the Zerosh, Zerosh, Shavuot, yes. Zerosh Shavuot,
the Gemara self-analysis is one of the.
Right, so that's the question. So Abiyuda became a Tana. Tana Rabbana on Zerosh Shavuot. I mean, the great, not even was a Gadol Hador, and we all were like, who are we to even, but a Tana he was. I mean, this is not. So the Torah says that he assumed that although the Gzeres Shavah in the Brice is used to teach you Din A and B, I can also use it to teach you Din C and D. You want to know, is he right or wrong in terms of Klolei, Midas Shator, and Dresh Spam? Obviously he thought he was right, but since he was a Gadol Hador, we have to assume that he was right. That's all.
No, I mean, there were people who said that the
Lord has
given
Bayurah
applies from Tashos also.
Rashi.
He's not
Mechadish anything. And the fact that there's Tashbisu on Pesach is also not his own Kiddush. Tashbisu assumes that way.
So he's putting everything together.
Right. He's just defending Rashi and Tashbisu. I don't blame him. But can you argue at both points? Sure you can argue. And there are those who do argue. Oh. Comes along a statement called the Pre-Yitzchak. Did I tell you who he was? Pre-Yitzchak? No? It's a Petterberger. I never told you about him. He was a Talmud Vuvik of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter, at the time of Yitzchak Blaza, who was Mamish for the Gedolei Hador, and he has a Pre-Yitzchak in Siman Yud Zayin, the first Chelek, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Zayin. A beautiful tshuva, all about Arinyonim, of Tashbisu. In the Ma'am HaKomas, it was a slight mistake, although I don't think it makes any difference. No one saw the Pre-Yitzchak yet, because I had the only copy, no one asked me for it. But, just for the record, oh, you did? Oh, oops, take that back. Got it from the Beis Medrash. There's a slight mistake. There was you have the copy of the Ma'am HaKomas? There's a comma left out. You figured it out? The
next. Not so linear.
Right. No. It's supposed to be Pre-Yitzchak Gazar Ad Vihine. Ad vihine, comma, and then supposed to pick up Nathalinian. Oh, yeah, the middle piece is very complicated, so I wanted to skip that part. I'm sorry, but anyway, it's good Torah. Don't do it Ashiya, but it's good Torah anyway. But it's Rishalmi's. But what he says is as follows. I mean, I'm not going to say it in the exact order which he says it, but he says as follows. Look, he claims as follows like this: since the whole idea of Tashbisu, strictly speaking, the Pashut Chiddush of Mikra is limited to the 14th day of Nisan. Even though you're required by virtue of Gzeres Shavah to eliminate the Chametz during Pesach as well, if you did not eliminate the Chametz on the 14th that you were supposed to do, you are mevatel a mitzvah asay by Yom HaRishon, Tashbisu Sa'or Mibatech. And he gives an interesting moshel. He says, it says by Yom HaShmini, Yimel B'sar Oloso. A milah must take place on the 8th day. If a person doesn't do the milah on the 8th day, the Gemara derives, he's required to do the bris milah later. But nonetheless, he's been mevatel the mitzvah of Yom HaShmini, Yimel B'sar Oloso. Similarly, Ach Be'orish Tashbisu. We derive from Zeres Shavah, otherwise, you have to get rid of it on Pesach too. But even if you did that, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah of Yom HaRish Tashbisu, as you'll be mevatel the mitzvah of Yom HaShmini Yimel. That's a comparison, an interesting comparison. Of the Pre-Yitzchak. Yes?
I know where they get it from, right?
Correct.
By Avram, if they were speaking about, it's specified on the eighth day.
Correct.
Correct. Now, therefore...
Your question is comparison. Okay, you're right, you can question it, but that's his comparison.
I'm also asking, would he say that if somebody were to do Mila on the eighth day, you would be in the kind of two mitzvahs?
No. You become the mitzvah in its proper form. You become the mitzvah of Mila, and the mitzvah should be Dabi Yom HaShmini. It's not two of the 248. No. Now, this brings me to the next question. By Bris Mila, if you don't do the mitzvah on the first minute, we learned that Abdallah, the reason I'm doing the mitzvah is it should be done the first minute. If you wait an extra few minutes, no. Not so bad. So too, he said the same thing should apply to Tashmisu. What's in the tzlach? That's again, it's also not a beautiful. But if I don't get rid of the chametz at 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach, I wait till 5:30 in the afternoon, half an hour right before lichbench, then I make a bonfire and I burn it, so the tzlach is misvara, we should say he didn't violate anything. He's postponed. It's like I don't have bris mila at 5:30 in the afternoon. So he postpones the rezus.
It's not really, it's not because we have ach or whatever, because we have that it's from...
Yes, from Chatzos. From Chatzos till night, you must get rid of it. Who said? Let's say that.
Toast.
The problem is as follows. The Mordechai quotes that the Rashmi Paliza asked on the Rivah, what did the Rivah do? The Rivah kept the Kazayas Chometz after 12 and he burned it then. He said, how do you do that? You're running into a problem of Tashbisu. What's the problem of Tashbisu? No problem. Could have burned it 5 hours later, still no Tashbisu, no problem of Tashbisu. If you're this value raw at 12 o'clock, which is Rashi Shita, then I understand the problem. It's value raw immediately. If you hold it, no value raw. It's only problem of Tashbisu, which is what the Mordechai seems to indicate. So what's the big deal? What's the panic? Do it an hour later. So it's like doing the bris, an hour after the sun rises. What's so terrible? What's such a terrible thing? What's so terrible? So the Priyitzvah says as follows. You know what? Why the Mordechai thought it was terrible? Because when we say Tashbisu, take a look at Tosaf Heyam and Aleph that we mentioned briefly. Look at Heyam and Aleph in the opening of Aris, please, if you don't mind. Heyam and Aleph. Zman Shchita Komer Achmona. He says, as follows. Last four lines. We come from Kevin Ashkan the Hizir Al Ashbosa, the Hizir Shalolishkot Pesach Al Chometz. Svaru Shebizman Shchita Hizir Al Ashbosa. Rabosai. That we paskin the combination of Yalfus. That's how we paskin the Rama paskin the Alocha. It's Tashbisu. How do you know when Tashbisu? Because it's Man of Korban Pesach. Since the person can be marked at the Korban Pesach at high noon, Mikiradin, Midaraisa. So at that very moment, the Chomet has to go. That's the Pshah. It must be a matter, if the word be, it would just be a matter of Achbim Arishan any time during that half of the day from 12 to 6. You could do it at 5:30, it also wouldn't be so bad. But the fact that we derive it from Korban Pesach, this leads to the conclusion that it must be done immediately. That's an interesting statement in the pre-Yitzvah. It implies that if we hold the other Tanam and Amaroyim, that it wouldn't be derived from Korban Pesach. It might be a different conclusion. As it happens, the Rambam passes this way. That's his opinion of Rava, right? Is it Rava? Who derives from Korban Pesach. So Sishchel al Chomet, Dam Zifri, if the Chomet has to be gotten rid of by 12, or at 12, because that's exactly, that's Pshat in the word Tashbisu. That's Pshat in the word Tashbisu. That's how we try to answer that question. The Meila comes out as follows. Rabosai is the question. You remember we discussed the Tosach of Testament days where Tosach is a Chiddush Gadol Ma'od. Masheh Chomet Amanas Levaro. If I hold on to Chomet with the intention of burning it at a future date, tomorrow, the next day, so Tosach claims, I'm not over anything. I'm not over by all by him. I'll say, why? Because I intend to burn it in the future. So, I'm sorry? Very, very good. Very good. One second. One. Slow. So the Makor Chaim The Mekor Chaim says it doesn't mean that. We don't think they're eliminated immediately. Machazer all of Levara. But the Pashim Shah, I don't know what's more Pashim. Let's leave out the traditional Shah, okay? The conventional Pshatatosis, the simple reading of the words, that even if you're going to be eliminated tomorrow, it's still okay. Says the Priyuska Chiddush. He thinks that's only true on Pesach. Because on Pesach there is no Tashbis. There's nothing. It's just a derivation. So therefore, I discover Chavat on Pesach. What's the difference if I burn it now? I'll burn it in an hour from now, or in a day from now, or in 3 days from now. We say that it's considered permissible to keep it as long as you have it in mind to burn it in a subsequent day. But, says Priyitzvah, on Erev Pesach, in that 6 hour period between Chatzos and Shkia, that is no. Then you must burn it immediately. We say, well, I'll keep it out of my mind to burn it in 4 hours. No! You must burn it right away. Because Lo Sitchchad al Chomet Dam Zinfi has a special additional halacha. You have to limit the chomets immediately. Otherwise, you're in violation of Tashvisu every minute. Now, but Pashtus, it seems to me, is only true that it's only true if you hold like the classical version, the traditional understanding of Tosfos al Manas Levara. If you hold like the Mekor Chaim, then the Chazer Ach of Levara is Kimavua, Gabena Peretz, then that should apply even on Erev Pesach, because it's Kimavua Mamish. It's only the classical, we'll call it the traditional understanding. Traditional understanding. Okay, that's a different story. So I want to get to... Yes?
But we were understanding if there's a Tashbisu on Erev Pesach.
That's the main Tashbisu. And there's a derivation for the remainder of Pesach. But that derivation is not of the full stringencies of the original halach.
Right, so when we're dealing with a Lava Nitzek Laaseh...
Oh, okay, that's, comment, that's the next point. We'll comment to that in a minute. Comment to that in a minute. Get a question, yes. Because it's slack, because he explained.
But he didn't wait 4 hours.
Right. That's the answer. So how do you defend this, what you call this guy? We wouldn't call him a guy. He's Rabbi Yitzchak Avraham. He wasn't Stam a guy. But the Mordechai jumped on him anyway. He still jumped on him. So how do you defend this? So one of two ways. Either you'll let it slack. In fact, there's nothing wrong with postponing for 4 hours, even on Erev Pesach. That's one way of defending him. Other way of defending him is assume that, like the Rabbeinu Peretz, he started the Hachonis immediately. It's like, as soon as it came 12 o'clock, he right away, clock at 12, quickly bring me the air, bring me the matches, bring me the firewood. So it was Machad on Levara as soon as 12 o'clock came, or even the second one, he started a minute at 12. Like, you know, the balloon comes down right 12 o'clock. So the balloon started coming down, he starts gathering the firewood and putting it, so even if his clock is off, whatever, by the time Chatzos comes, he's certainly involved in the ASIC of burning it. So it takes 5 minutes to get all the ASIC. By the time he gets it, it's certainly after Chatzos. He's involved from the very beginning of the ASIC, so that's Rabbeinu Peretz. That's how you have to answer. Either that's the tzlach, and that's a teretz given by the Sefer called Divrei Yecheskel, which I have brought in for you. He gives that teretz, and Simon Yud Sivkot Zion, I believe, gives that teretz. That the Rabbi Yitzchak Avraham had a tzlach, or it is also for Levara as soon as Chatzos came. But now the big question, it's a very serious question. And it's a question not mine or yours, but the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh was a major player in all this, and he wrote on Chometz, he's in Yonim, he wrote Tshuva after Tshuva after Tshuva, Tashbisu, and all this, he wrote the whole story. He had the following kash. Our Gemara says in Avham and Beis, the Beit Tosfos Pshat, that the burn Chometz on Pesach is a Tzorech Hayom Ktzas. Why did it serve a chayom tzas? If you're not going to burn a chomet on Pesach, you'll be in violation of what? No. Vayiroah, vayimotze. Frank the Shagas Aryeh, according to Tosfos of Chof Testament Beis, it's not true. According to Tosfos of Chof Testament Beis, as long as I have in mind to burn the chomet on Chol HaMoed, I'm not in violation right now. So what gives me the right to burn it on Pesach? Just make a mental decision to burn it on Chol HaMoed. That puts you into the category of Masha Manas Levaro. If you're Masha Manas Levaro, there's no Bayro Bayimotze, and then I don't have to burn it on Pesach. It's not a Tzorech HaYom to do it on Yantif. That's a gewaldig, a blockbuster cash. No, but that's not enough. The Tzorech HaYom is the Bayro Bayimotze. So how can Tosei over here? Gewalt, just have in mind to burn El Chalamai, that's good enough. So again, if you hold like the Mekor Chaim, that you have to have in mind, that you have to be Mechazer of Levaro, with the Rebbeinu Peretz, then there's no kasha to begin with. Right? No kasha to begin with. Correct? But if you hold that it's enough to have a long-range plan to burn it, then the kasha is a very, very strong kasha. A very strong kasha.
But I think it's, maybe you could say that it's only if you have the ability to burn it though also. So if you don't see it, you can't burn it, and then you can't be...
If I can burn it now, so my burning is not rocking. But if I can't burn it now, that's a problem. That's what you suggest. No, that's pretty sharp. The Priyitra suggests two separate routes. I'll tell you them one, but they're both very, very interesting. The first goes as follows. As you know, why is there no Isser? You want to steal and have a mind to give it back? Shakasari is kasha again. Am I allowed to steal something? Can I give it back? What do you say, Baruch? Yes or no? Of course not. You can't steal it without plan to give it back. So how can you leave the chametz over because you plan to burn it the next day? It's crazy. That was the kasha which we had Shakasari. Yes. So the Mekor Chaim gave a very interesting teretz. He says, the lav shekidno asay. Not the digla asay. Kidno asay. And he interpreted the pasuk as follows. It says, Ach b'yom Rishon, and it says Le'ol HaChametz. It does a puzzle like this. Ach b'yom Rishon Tashbisu. V'lo Le'ol HaChametz Im Lo Tirtzeh Lashbisu. If you agree to be Mashmas the Chametz, Rabbi Yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, good, Tashbisu. But Le'ol HaChametz Im Lo Tashbisu. If you will not get rid of the Chametz, that is a violation of but if you want to get rid of the chametz, even if it won't be today, it'll be tomorrow, it's good enough. Says the Pri Yitzchak, that's true, Rabbi Osai. If the Yom HaRishon is Yudalit. Yom HaRishon is Yudalit, listen very carefully. Yom HaRishon is Yudalit. Yom HaRishon is Yudalit. Let me say Pshat Yisrael. Ach, Yom HaRishon Tashbis. Get rid of the chametz on the 14th. We should not have possession of the chametz on Pesach. Im lo tirtzeh lashbisa. But if you decide you're going to be mashmas the chametz at a later date, then even though right now it's in your possession, there's no violation of vayirah vayimot. So it's pshat and pasuk according to the Mekor Chaim. It's pshat within this shita. That's true. The maskana hagemara. Listen very carefully. But Rabbi Kiva is not talking about the maskana. Shmar Rabbi Kiva tlas. Rabbi Kiva is going on the Havamina. What's the Havamina? What's Rabbi Kiva trying to disprove? Come on. But he's trying to prove that Rishon must mean the 14th. It cannot possibly mean what? The 15th. Why can't it be the 15th? But the 15th is that he's Metzina Lavar Shiyad Malacha. And he went into a problem. Says the Kriyat, so if Tashvisa would have meant the 15th, which we're in the world of make-believe. If it would have been the 15th, and the Rishon means the 15th, then there's no way to call it a lashon kidno asay. Because then the asay only starts on Pesach when the value already starts right at the same time. So the whole word of the Kor Chaim was that Tashbisa on the 14th, the Leirolach on the 15th, and Lo Tirtzeh Lashbisa at a later date. But that's only true if Tashbisa with the Rishon with the 14th. So then it's okay. But the Gemara said it was trying to disprove the Havamina. That the Rishon means the 15th. So if the Rishon would have meant the 15th, then it would not be a kidno asay by any stretch of the imagination. So then it would be a regular nitiglasay. So then there'd be no way to permit somebody to maintain chametz in his possession amanat to destroy later on. It only works, the Kor Chaim only works if the Rishon is the 14th. Then it's kidno asay. But Rishon the 14th tashbisu. V'lo yirol lecho later if lo tirtzeh lashbisu. That only works at the maskana. He was discussing to knock out a half a meter. That it should be the 15th. If Tashbisa would have been, Rishon would have met the 15th, then in fact it would be prohibited to be Masha Chometz Amanat Levaro. So Tosis holds us a Sarah Chayom Tzas to burn the Chometz, because in Daphei Tosis learned that Masha Chometz Amanat Levaro is Taka Osir. Because they go and quote the Mandi Yomar, the Svar, the half a meter, that was, that Tashbisa means Tezvar. But it's not a Kidno Asay. So the Kor Chaim's Svar won't work. But, But what? The Maskana means the 40, then it works. Now, of course, the Priyitzel pulled the fast one on us over here. Because you see, the Mekor Chaim used his svar to defend his version of Tosfos. Ach, v'emish tashbisu, v'lo yirolach ha-motir to tashbisu miyad. Osik levaro. But he extended it to mean what? V'lo yirolach ha-motir to levaro tomorrow. Okay, he took a liberty, because he's explained the traditional view of Tosfos, we call it the Shagas Ayat view, the traditional view, as opposed to the Mekor Chaim's own view of Tosfos and Choftes. But okay, no matter. He took the Mekor Chaim's pshat and he extended it to cover the traditional pshat with the Tosfos and that Choftes Amud Beis. That's terrace number one. Then he has about a second terrace. Also very, very interesting, which is more of Maisa for us. Interesting word. Look at this, very interesting. You know, he says, in the Havamina, that the Rishon was in the Rishon in the 15th. Then there's no way that you can hold on to Chometz after the 15th day of Pesach. Impossible. Why? God, it says in the Holy Torah, Ah, we are my Rishon Tashvisu. And the Rishon is the 15th day of Nisan. And you find Chometz in Yontif. What do you mean Yontif? It's only one day Yontif, right? One day Yontif. So what day do you find the Chometz on? On the 15th day of Nisan. That's the day! You ever see the sign of the thing here? You ever see on the door?
Today.
It's on the foot over here. Today, put a big sign on it. Today. So today is the day. Today is the Yom Rishon. You can't outburn it tomorrow. No! After Yom Rishon Tashbisu. So if the Rishon made the 15th, it's the burden today. You can't burn it tomorrow. It's too late. That's close enough. Hey, but they, again, assume that Rishon made the 15th. But the last gone, and the Rishon means when? The 14th, the 15th, there is no Tashbisu directly. It's just 6 years of and that's going to be the 15th, 17th. What's the difference? Then it went too late. This is Erev Shabbat. So they have a mashal, not the vow. The next day would be okay. What an interesting pshat. What an interesting pshat. That's even more interesting for our purposes. This is the second teretz of the Priyitzel. Repeat. If Tashbisa means, Berisha means the 15th, so you'll be mevatel the mitzvah to say of the 15th. You can't respond to the 16th. You have to task on Yom Kippur. You have to task. But if Berisha means the 14th, and you discover it on the 15th, you have a mind to burn it on the 16th. No, the whole burn is a six era shava, right? So therefore, it's not such a bad thing to postpone it and have it on Manas Levar Lamoch. With this, 1 second, I'll be with you 1 second. With this, the answer to the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. The Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, which was yesterday, says that burning a yantav is not considered a Tzorach Hayom. It was yesterday or the day before, whatever it was. That burning is not considered a Tzorach Hayom. That's why you find a Kli, find the Chometz the Bez, the Kofel of Kli. And the Kesef Mishnah suggests, even if he did not do Bittul against Rashi, it's not a big Torah Hayom. Big deal is covered with a Kli. It's not going to be a Torah Hayom. Either Gemara is a Beferish, it is Torah Hayom. Beferish is Torah Hayom. That Hayom Advei, Toysvis. He says, no. That's a quantity. The Hava Amina. That Tashbis will be a Rishon in the 15th. That it would be a Torah Hayom. But the Kesef Mishnah passes in the Maskana. The why? What's the Maskana? What's the Maskana? The Rishon will be a Dalit. So now it's no big deal. It's not considered a big Tzorach Hayom to burn the Chometz on Pesach. This explains the Malan Avraham Shita. The Malan Avraham Paskins as follows. A Tashbisu is Doche Bris Mila on the 14th day of this. In other words, if I'm going to do a Bris Mila, it's a mission later on in Pesach, and I remember I have Chometz and I can't do Bittul, whatever it is, I have to go run to burn the Chometz. Every minute counts. Every minute counts. How can that be? The Mogan Avraham himself passes a different simon like post from Pesach days. Masha Chometz of Manas Levara was not over. Just make a mental decision on Erev Pesach, you're going to burn it in two days, and go to the Bris Mila. Here's the answer. Lives in the 15th and the 14th. On the 14th, which is the D-Day, it's a big sign today. Rishon is today. Then you have to go do it immediately. You can't wait until tomorrow or the next day. And even if it means visiting a Bris Mila, so be it. It's on the 14th day, the Mogan Avraham passes that way. If you discover Chometz on the 16th of this, and the 18th of this, as the case may be, you have in mind, I'm going to ask Navarro tomorrow, it's not so big. So the Kitzur Nimrit, the whole Yisrael of the Priyitzel, is the difference between the 14th and the 15th. The 14th is the Yom HaRishon, and 15th and beyond is just a Gzeirah Shavah, Al Derech and Nevi Yehuda. And the Havamina was, the 15th is Yom HaRishon, and there's a different din. The Maskana, the 14th generation, and the things can change. You know, having the Maskana, it's a bunch of kashas. It's a very beautiful piece here in the Priyat. I'm going to summarize briefly what he says. Yes? Why the opposite?
Today is...
No, we're trying to bring him on his doubt now.
If it's today, right? If
no.
I know I must do it today.
No.
I intend to do it today, so I'm for sure never going to... There's no way I'm going to mess up and forget
it.
No. It has to be done immediately. Once it's ready after the time. Once you pass the deadline already, yeah. So they passed it. Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you before. Yeah.
I don't understand. It's on the vision. If it's going to happen, you know, but so let's say he finds it on the 16th. I don't know. Get it. I don't know.
Why?
16th is
in Yom Tov. I told you, most of the Yom Tov is only the 15th. You know, it's a strong, and I think it's a strong thing. What happened to Shani is another story. That's a big question, Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to it in the above. Something to Shani is like Chalamayit. Really, you look at it and say, we'll see it when we get to the Sugya above. Yes? As far as Bris Mila? Well, that's it. Doesn't matter what it is, because as long as you can't do Bris Mila, either it's after Chatzos you can't do Bris Mila after Chatzos, or it's before Chatzos but for some reason you can't do Bris Mila, whatever other reason it may be, it's the cotton, it's not chametz yet, whatever, I don't know what reason.
Everyone,
Mr. Pashas, right?
He's not talking about a case where you can do it at 11, but it happens to be a
reflected
that I have to do
such a piece. Oh, that's for sure. I made a bris Erev Pesach, and I did the bris before I burnt the chametz. That's not a problem. That's a lot of, we burnt the chametz.
Even in this month, let's say it's in the sixth hour, let's say you can do such a piece. It's
still okay. What was you do before Chatzos? At Chatzos, okay. Yeah. Yes.
15th, so if you don't do it on the 15th,
you have to
know
the day of Yom Kippur to do it on the 17th. Do you have to do it on the 15th?
I don't know.
That's the question. If the Tosis and the Hamad Bay says, by the Scarab of Hamas and Yom Kippur, it's Torah Hayom, it has to burn it now. Burn it tomorrow. Have it mind out and burn it tomorrow. Thereby eliminate by Rabbi Yamatsi, eliminate the Shmiz and everything. Masha and Asadaras was put. And the Priyitzchak, no, that's only true. In fact, it's true. Masha Menachem is on Pesach. It's not the Yom HaRishon anyway. Rishon was 14th. So therefore, if on Pesach you discover Chomas and start to burn it 2 days later, so what? Not the Yom HaRishon anyway. The Gzeres Shavuot should do it also on Pesach. So you did it on the third day, instead of the second day, the fourth instead of the third day. Who cares? There's no difference. But on Yom HaRishon itself, which the Halach is the 14th. And the Hanuman here was the 15th, whatever the revolution is, it may be, then you can't stall off. You have to do it immediately. Can't wait till tomorrow. See, that's the verse, beautiful verse. It explains a lot of things. Oh. Finally, before we go to the Chazara, I want to give you, again, a summary of this very beautiful piece in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, which I think I might have shown you before also, no? Divrei Yecheskel is written by the Rosh Yeshiva in Slabodke, in Litta. No date on it, but I think it was after Reb Chaim. So it's after Reb Chaim was Nifter. So obviously it was written in the 1920s probably. 20s or maybe even 30s. I guess it was written in the 1920s to say, for the Rebbe Chesed. He has a piece here also, Simon Yud, beautiful piece. He says many of the svaras we learned already before, the stifler and the priyut. I don't want to go into all the things again for the sake of time, just be concert a little bit. He has a different, slightly different twist on why you have to do tashbisu on Pesach. He said, I have a Yom HaRishon, the same concept of Yudah. Well, it's derived from Nosar. He says, look, if you have to burn on the 14th, the Kavachom have to burn on the 15th. Sometimes I kind of have a Kavah Chomer, he says. Okay, we're not going into the details. It's some kind of a Yafus. In any event, he says the same idea, like we just said before. Once it's only a derivation, there's no rush. You don't have to burn it that second. You can burn it a little bit later. On. On the 15th. On the 14th, right away. I say, if I have the book on the problem, exactly the same way as before. On the 14th, you can't wait a minute in the afternoon. You must put it right now if it means postponing for smila. But on the 15th, 16th, you can wait. Not such a big rush. Not a big rush. Oh. So with this, he talks about, which I wanted to do the last part of the fully told the Chazar, the Afer, the ashes. We made a few references to it, but we didn't really see Rav Chaim had referred to the Afer. The Mishnah in Tumur talks about the Afer. So the Rambam writes, the person burns chametz on Pesach, after Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there's an Iser Hanoh on the ashes. Okay? Oh. Why? So first case, it's great. The Rambam paskins that chametz of Pesach is minanik varim. Not minanik strof. He doesn't pasak of Yehudim. Right? The Rambam paskins that you can be, what's it called? The fire of Israel, the Ruach. The cold of Hashem, you can get rid of the Chavis any way you want. Not Manan Yisroch. Compliment Rabbi Kiva Eger, however, with a question. Kiva Eger's question is as follows. It's Simon Tov Mevei in the Shulchan Aruch. Kiva Eger has the following question. He says, what's the difference between Nisroch and Nikborom? Is it Psalach and Moshe Mitzinai? He says, no. If you look at Tosin and the Sugid and Tzavur, that's why I'm going to give you the Vayas, explain as follows. Nisrochim must be burned. You're required to burn it. You may not eliminate it any other way. So you must burn it. Nikborim, you leave it there. You don't have to bury it. You don't have to bury it at all. The only reason why one might be well advised to bury it is because of what we call takkola, to prevent somebody from eating it. If you bury it, less likely someone is going to make a mistake and eat it. Tosfos explains. Nisrochim is a mitzvah to burn it. See, if it's a particular designated matter of disposal, this indicates that this disposal is a mitzvah. If it's just burying, it's not a mitzvah, just you have to get rid of it.
On the first.
Oh. The male is found. There's an expression which Tosfos uses in Kivega called Nates Mitzvosot. That's a concept which really originally comes from Korbanos, from Kodshim, but it's been extended to you, to our situation. Nasa mitzvah, so if the mitzvah of the object was already fulfilled, then the prohibition is eliminated. Post the Tumur Lamas Gimel Lamas Beis. Let me read it to you, it's really one line. So that's the distinction between Nisrafim and Nikvarim. Here it is. Now it's rough and off and mutter. Nikbar and off and tzorech ii and tamamai. Omer, mori. Then it's rough and came and should see the cause of the sorfon. Acha she osa kilu nasis mitzvoso. Ve'en lecha dobe she nasis mitzvoso. Umol and bo. The original source is hedgy with the hole. That chomet with Pesach can be eliminated any which way, but it must be eliminated. You see, Basa b'chalof. You may not have any hand off of it. You can have it in your basement. Put down a big sign. For animal use only. I don't know what the, this is poison. It's not for use. We're going to... do not touch. Danger. Okay? And then electrical voltage, high voltage. And well, just the people from using it. That's okay. But a chomet b'chalof, you can't do that. You must... That's a guy with the kaima mitzvah of getting rid of the chametz. So why shouldn't we say, what? No. Not mitzvah so. And therefore what? Therefore, mutter b'hano. Either go like Rabban or Rabbi Yudah. Not like all the nikvarim. All the nikvarim I can leave. I don't have to get rid of it, I can keep it. But this nikvar, known as chametz and pesach, I'm required to eliminate. So we should have to be kivegas kasha. Should we consider Nasa Mitzvah so Umol and Bo? That's a very good kasha. That's a Rabbi Kiva. No editorial comment. It's a kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's a guy with the Kaima Mitzvah getting rid of the comments. So why shouldn't we say, what? No. Not mitzvotso. And therefore what? Therefore, muta b'hano. Even if you're like Rabbanu, not like all the nikbarim. All the nikbarim I can leave. I don't have to get rid of it, I can keep it. But this nikbar, known as Chametz Pesach, I'm required to eliminate. So we should have to make Vegas kasha. We should consider nas the mitzvotso umol and bo. That's a very good kasha. That's a Bekiva. No editorial comment. It's a kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's a kasha, they're all good kashas. You saw Rabbi Chaim here. Rabbi Chaim quotes this. He said, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shalatur, Tosin Tvura, Nasa Mitzvaso, Bechomet, Gaman, Hashmasasa, Bechol Dabar, Halo Ika Mitzvah Tashvisu, Im Kena Tzorach Lios to Chulam of Afren Mutter. Says Reb Chaim as follows. Says Reb Chaim. Says like this. Hashbisu vis b'chol dover. Is ikar mitzvah shlo yela ha-bailim chomet. The gavre. Masha ein kein a mitzvah se misreifa ve mitzvah shechal ba chefta shal ha chometz the chalabo din sreifa ulehin a hefet a nas mitzvah se ve inan dafka she a nas mitzvah se ba chefta oz nit rachev v'loch v'loch sha bailen kimu mitzvah de ram yalayu in it ba za chefta therefore you pass like a Yehuda is afron mutter pass like the Rabbanon is afron osur why? Because no nasa mitzvaso in the chepta. This is the Rabbi Chaim Peretz to the kasha of Rabbi Kiveg. That's his teretz. The Divri Yechesma is a very similar teretz. He's phrased it a little bit differently. He says, you know, when you burn chametz, you're burning it to avoid a bal yirah. You're burning it to avoid a bal yirah. What he called the violent. So he says like this, since there's this problem with of born the problem of the violent with the Baal Yeroah, so therefore, forget the mitzvah. Not mitzvah. You didn't, he doesn't use a chayv lush of gavra chayv. As if I will get rid of it in order just in order to fulfill Tashbisu, that'd be good enough. Not even gavra chayv. If all there was the mitzvah Tashbisu, Rabbo said, listen carefully. If all there was the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and I burned the chametz to fulfill Tashbisu, we could apply nas to mitzvahs. Even according to the Shitas Rabbonu. Leave a gavra chavt. But with an Easter of Bali Roya, so we attribute my burning of the chametz not so much to the mitzvah of Tashbisu as we can say nas to mitzvahs, we attribute my burning of the chametz to the Bali Roya, I suppose. So I'm doing it not to do a mitzvah, to avoid the terrible Avera. But avoiding Avera, that's not considered to be so much of a mitzvah. Because it really is not much of a mitzvah. Don't forget, because according to Rabbanan, there's not much of a mitzvah on Pesach. It's just someone who's an extension of Tashbisa, it's not really a full mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda derives from Noser, I go back to his first name, Noser, the full-fledged Lilud, it's only the Sreifa. Oh! Then we say we can attribute the burden to his fulfillment of Tashbisa Duminosa. But if it's not Duminosa, it's not the Dindasa Misrape, just some kind of halacha that he's supposed to get rid of it, then we will attribute the burden to the Baal Yeroah, which is the full force, and we will not apply the principle of Nasa Mitzvasa, Ein Mol and Bo, and Afron, but incidentally, you see from what he's assuming, very important assumption, that is a mitzvah to burn Yisuri Hana. So when it says Yisrafim, not the mitzvah is mutzvah, the Ve'efer, it's really a mitzvah. It's a problem, you see. You find the Gemaras, in Ma'aseh Rav, they didn't burn all the Orlo, the Kalei Akera. They didn't burn it. Even though it says in the Mishnah, that it's Yisrafim. How do you know? Pentukta Shamaleya, Tukat Eish, the Kalei Akera was Tukat Eish, supposed to be burned. And all is derived from Kalei Akera. But people didn't burn their aura. They threw it out. How so? How do you explain that? Why did they throw it out? Oh, excuse me. Why did they throw it? They should have had to burn it. The aura chashulchan has this kasha. Aura chashulchan has a kasha nilchas aura. The aura day is simon rage inside his dalat sim gimel has this kasha. Why don't people burn their aura? The answer is the aura chashulchan, there's no need to burn aura. Don't have to burn aura. Not necessary. Why? Only by about a zara and chomet you have to get rid of it. Other yisuri I know, you can leave it in the basement forever. If you want to eliminate it because you're afraid of a takola, whatever reason, there's only one way to eliminate it legally. You got the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, says if you want to leave it in your basement, it's good. If you want to get rid of it, only burn it. That's how the pashtus goes. That's the pashtus goes. The Aruch HaShulchan says no. That's the case, and then we should find that we should, ever we want to get rid of our stuff, we should burn it. We don't burn it. No, all it means is you want to dark a litro, you can burn it, dark a litro, you can bury it. Or the Chassam Sofer is a little bit different, he quotes. He doesn't really quote it fully. If you want to use the ashes, then go ahead and burn it. If you're not concerned with using the ashes, then don't burn it. So they all assume it's not really a real full-fledged mitzvah to burn it. The pashas you see from Rav Chaim and from the Divrei Yechezkel, they all not that way. This is that it's rough, achem, because not the mitzvah. It's a real mitzvah to burn it. How come we don't do it? How come we take our oil and throw it into the garbage? I'll tell you the answer. I didn't see it print. I'll tell you my own answer. They're afraid of takol. You know, Shemen Tzreifa, we mentioned that expression yesterday. That means Truma Tumeya. You ever take mice in Eretz Yisrael when you were there? Take a little piece off. What are you supposed to do with it? Supposed to burn it. You ever burn mice? No. What do you do with it? Throw it into the garbage. Why? Why don't you leave it in a big pile and then burn it? You're going against what it says in the post, you're supposed to face the toast, and it says you're afraid to burn it. You have to push it for. Why? If piling up this whole pile, so someone's going to come home and I'm going to eat it. So even though really it should be burning, that we don't have fires around every day in our society, but safest if it's a barrier to get rid of it, throw it into the garbage, rather than to burn it. So the same thing with all, that's probably why they used to throw it out. They were afraid to pile it up. Some of the, ooh, pile of food, I'll take some. We already said there are the rights of Arla. That's, I think, why this minig evolved. Yeah. Okay, that's the Divrei Yechezkel. Then he also, that's in Sifkot Yutes. Sifkot Chof, because of crime series. Chepze Gavra. Chepze Gavra. Except he doesn't use the word Yisrasei. See, when I tell you about that problem of Chaim Yisrasei, he doesn't use that word. He says the same word. Rav Chaim didn't need the word Yisrasei. Chepze Gavra can survive very well without the word Yisrasei. It's very short and concise. The Divrei Yechezkel has Sifkot Chof. He says as follows. He has the famous kashin. Bittul. Would Bittul be Tashbisu according to Rabbi Yehuda? No. No better than Ashpasasa Bakaldama. The Pnei Yeshua's kashin. The answer is as follows. The answer is it's Ashpasasa Bakaldama. Shani mitzvah shposter Rabbi Yehuda mitzvah shposter Rabbanah. Rabbi Yehuda iki mitzvah shposter hu ba'atzmus hadavar. What do we call that? Chepza. Shetzorach sreifa. It's an iki rab mitzvah miskayim b'maisah sreifa v'shemachi k'shayach l'didei ha'klol ad nas mitzvasa. Hayo the iki yisura chepa tunu vea mizeh shuhuk tzul mitzvasa. Shinaf lor ha'inu la sreifa. Masha enkele Rabbanah, look at this. See, that's what Yisra say. He uses mamash expression of the Michasina, verbatim. The Ikar Mitzvah Karkaf to the Gavra. Mamash, he used the same word. The Mashpis Achomis Bilibo, Uki Ilan Rishus Aklal. This is the Lama Sky Mamitzvah, the Atmos Achem is Aklal. The Ikar Mitzvah Maisa Bittl Shaladam. Lo Shayach with the Lodan Klal in the Nasa Mitzvah. Word for word, Rav Chaim, except he didn't use the word chepsa, and he didn't use the word yitzir aseh, he means v'shev al tase, but the mechaz chichol ha-chakaf to the gavra. I wanted to point out that Rav Chaim's word, choice of words is either not meduyuk, that's what I thought the pashas, if it's meduyuk, it's not really necessary to go to climb on that limb of yitzir aseh, which is not the pashas, because you can say the same things without that. That's over here in Sukkot and Chof, I wanted to show you to in the Diriya Chesed. It's a previous term, Sukkot and Chesed, was with the story of the derivation from Noser that we mentioned before. Okay, we just completed, although somewhat hurriedly, I'm sorry to confess, the Inyanim of Tashbisu and Nitzik Raseh and the Afer, etc., etc. We're now going to begin the Chazorah. What I'd like to do, if I can, is Chazorah today, just one, and just the Mishnah. Just the Mishnah, that's all. And so I want to start the Chazorah tomorrow on Avdalah. Tomorrow I have to probably have to give the double whammy. Two shiurim. Okay? So the first shiur will start tomorrow at about 10:30. Okay, is that enough time? So a little later? 10:30 is okay?
No.
Get it Sunday, right there early. No? Oral arba osar, both in a sachamet lor haner. Rashi, bolkin shalol yaver olam v'bayro v'bayimotzim. Tosfos, here's a kundris shalol yaver olam v'bayro v'bayimotzim. The kasha l'ri came and the tzaros bittul. I'm a big gemara. Habod the tzaros shiratel with the right and the bittul biyamasagi. Hamay it's using a chamet b'dika klal. In other words, bittul alone works. Bidika by itself doesn't work anyway. You're going to have bittul. So why bother with bidika at all? Bittul takes care of by all by month. So bidika is completely superfluous. Bidika requires bittul anyway. And once you do bittul, it's by your own. So why bother doing bidika? This makes no sense, Rosh Hashanah. Bidika l'ri, yafagav, v'sagav, v'bittul, v'yama, v'chmir, v'chama, l'vdol, v'chama, v'lvaro, shalayav, v'li'ochlo. Complete opposite of Rosh. Rashi says bidika to avoid by roh by matze, and the Rish says bidika to avoid eating the chametz. The chen mashu the kamot, the boy roh a kikah b'shmei kara v'chule, or dilma zimna the nafal v'yot from the mikle. Period. Often the fetch. Stop. It's probably going to Tosfos. And when Chazara, those who are new to the Shia, we leave out tons of stuff because we can't chazar everything. We try to limit ourselves to certain things. Those who want to chazar beyond. But I'm just trying to limit myself to the real basics. The machlokas Rashi and Tosfos have what's pshat by Rav, what's pshat dechiv and bedika. What the Rashi bedika is what shel for by Rav by Yomazi purposes. According to Shita Tosfos, it's shel yavol liyom. Fine. Question. What? Tosfos Kasha is a blockbuster. What's the purpose of Bidika? So the basic terrorist, the Shita's Rashi is given by the Ran, on our daf. Where the Ran says, the question doesn't even begin. Because you see, because Amar B'Gemara, the Avav B'Beis, Avodah Tzorach Shivatel, there are five introductory words. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Avodah Tzorach Shivatel. So the Ran says, not the Pshat, that Rav is reporting an ancient tradition of Avodah Tzorach Shivatel. It goes back to Mishnaic times. No. Rav created it in. Rav was Mechadish it in of Avodah Tzorach Shivatel. But were it not for Rav, before Rav came around, before the Tkufas HaMoroyim, there was no such din. There was no din of Avodah Tzorach Shivatel. There was din of Bedika suffice. So when the Mishnah said, all our boss of Bokas HaChomas are on air, of course, it's because it's prevented by all by Yomotze. We're talking about a person who did not do Bittul. If he did not do Bittul, of course, if he doesn't do Bedika, then he run into a problem by all by Yomotze. Push. That's the Ran's stance to the question which Tosfos raised against Rashi. Am I out of strength? Okay. Want to see it inside? Also see inside. Also not humans. The Ran Aleph Amad Aleph. Start from the very beginning. The Ran says it's halfway through the paragraph beginning the word Ella. And the line where, and the word we're starting with the word is also Ella, in the middle of the line somewhere. It says, Ella Shabora Yehuda Marav V'chidesh. It's right before we see this parenthesis above the base, the beginning of the line, before that. Ella Shabora Yehuda Marav V'chidesh V'yomar Habo Dech Tzorach Shivatel. Right? Meskina V'gemara Dabam V'beis, etc., etc. So what does that mean? That Rav created a new din, Bo Dech Tzorach Shivatel. But Midina Mishnah, there is no such halacha. You have to do bittul. Bidika alone suffices. Okay? This is the teretz which the Ran gives to Tosa's question against Rashi. Let's repeat. Let's go back basics. Rashi has to consider the Vayirah. Tosa Sheva Leokla. So Tosa with Rashi. Tosa says against Rashi, Gaval, Habodah Tzorach Shivatel. So you have to have Bittul. Once you have Bittul, there's no Valyara. Once there's no Valyara, so what's the point of Bidika? Bidika is superfluous. You have to have Bittul anyway, and once there's Bittul, there's no Valyara. Answer the Ran, the simplest answer of all. You're right. Bisman Ha Mishnah, there was no Bittul, and therefore Bidika is needed to avoid Valyara by Yavatse. Bisman Ha Gemara, after Rav, then in fact Rashi will concede. That the reason for the Bidika Shalayavu Leofel. The reason for the mitzvah changed once Rav got into the picture. Before Rav, pre-Rav, at the time of the Mishnah, the reason for the Bidika was what? To avoid by Rav Yimatze. After Rav instituted a Bidika, that every Bidika be followed by a Bittul, and Bittul the Alma Sagi Midaraisa, so then the reason for Bidika now changed. What's the reason for the Bidika? Shalayavu Leofel. That, of course, would answer the question of Kika Mishmei Korah also. Kika Mishmei Korah, you see clear in the Gemara, that's a question you may come to eat. Of course! That's a Bismana Gemara. But Bismana Mishnah, and Rashi has explained the Mishnah, then the reason of the Bidika was without a Bidul, the reason of the Bidika was prevented by a Bar, by a Bar, by a Matzik. That's the Ran's answer in one line. Simple answer. Gevaldig effects. Gevaldig effects. Let's read from the beginning of the paragraph. Just give us over. It's always important to go over the basics. Elokachu ikaron shel dvarim. Shezeh shamer Torah tashbisu yochol eskayim echad mibeis dvarim. O shiyavat lepaliva. Kol chama shesh b'shusa. V'yotem v'machshavta m'rshusa. V'sagi v'okim b'daraisa. Achil v'chama se yadu ala. O! Im lo b'tlo b'liva klal. Torah v'na Torah shivdo kachra. V'chol mokro shirogol. Imat sishon. Yivarenu min ha'olam. Yeah, and it's a question how you do it. Or not, would be a Zeh Shenechu B'mei Yivarenu, the female calls she ain't a machli of the ain't a battle chayav the dog kadesh liyaver all over by rabbi by yamotze bracket so the female calls of Rashi's out she both in his comments kadesh liyaver all over by rabbi yamotze he didn't do it. I love the Bereshit. She asked him, did he know about it? No, before Rav, there was nothing in Bittu. V'hai l'mishen ha-mavakl, he said. Ava l'mishen ha-mavakl, sagi v'hochi. So now the question, what Chazal demanded of universal Bittu, so why is there a need for any B'dikah subsequent to it? Hello. So why do they require a bedikah on top of the bittul? So the Rana has the following suggestion. Right, two suggestions. One, meshe bittul zeh talibu machshavta shel b'nei odah v'yein deoseyon shavos v'ef sheshe yakelu b'kach v'lo yotiyu m'liba l'gamri roch hachamam l'achmol shelo yaspik bittul v'tichu bedikul v'yishu maspik gamke min ha-Torah. That's reason number one. Oh, reason number two, stop. Now we've read all we have to read. Let's chazer all what we did until now. What's the reason for the bedikah? What's the reason for bedikah's comments? So again, Rashi in the Mishnah said, Tosa says, Shabi Abuli Yochel. There's an offer the major problem, because the Gemara says, Bodhi Sarok Shiyavatel. And if you need bittul and bittul is enough, so why should you need bedikah to avoid bayir or bayir mutter? It makes no sense. The simple answer the Rana gives is depends. This man Mishnah was no din of bittul. No din of bittul that the problem of bedikah was to avoid bayir or bayir mutter mamish. After they introduced the din of bittul, then there's a new need for there's still a need for bedikah. Why? So the simple reason we gave before was Shevi Yavol Yochlo. That means Rashi concedes to Tosfos in Amoraic times, after Rav got in there and said it in a bittul. That's the simple shot. Now there's a new twist, a third wheel. That's the Ran himself. But the Ran suggests that again, because Mana Mishnah was enough to do the Yadu bedikah to avoid by Rabbi Yavol. Then Chazal instituted that it required a universal bittul. Once you have a universal bittul, so then why do you need a bedikah? So the simple pshat is of what? Shami Yavol Yochel, right? The man says, no. Even after you did a bittul, for those first versions, we'll call out the Ran. When I use the word Ran, I mean that. The Ran owns Shitas. We'll call Shitas Rashi. Pashas and Rashi is that the Ran perished. That's the man of Mishnah. The reason was by Rabbi Yemal Tishu Vedika. And it's Mana Gemara, Shem Yavol Yochel. Pashim Shah, Kikim Shmei Korah, Pashim Shah. But the Ran himself has a really interesting shot. He says, this man, HaMishnah, the reason was by Rabbi Yemal Tishu because there was no Bittul. And it's Mana Gemara, the reason is still by Rabbi Yemal Tishu. I did a Bittul, but the Ran said Bittul the Yamasagi. What did Ran answer the first third? What are we afraid about? No, what are we afraid about? You will not be battable in Shole. We had the Chazir over. We really have an effect to reshoot this. Why are you far from Dika's comments? Rashi says,
Fire by Yamatsu.
Toysa says, Shle Yavali Yoko. The Ram will hold an abeyance. No. Toysa is against Rashi Gaval, Fitzel Damasagi. So what's the whole point of Vidika for Bayrah, feels like Tia Bayrah. So the Ran answers, you're right, feels like Tia Bayrah completely, and the Ran second third, completely, without all of his man and Gemara, and our mission, there was no Bittul, so you needed the Vidika that Tia Bayrah by Yamatsu. Now that the Chazal is to the Bittul, who needs Vidika? Yes, Shagav Ali Ochlo. So Rashi will concede the toast, Bisman Amaroya. That's simple. So far, it's easy. It's not easy, it's clear. A little complication of what we call the Ran terrors, the Ran, first terrors of the Ran. But the Ran says that really Rashi is right, that the reason that there's a problem of Bedikah is because of Bayrol by Yamatzeh. And Rashi is really right, not only Bismana Mishnah, even Bismana Gemara. I'm in the right to the Bitzel of Yamasagi, take care of Bayrol. Yeah, sure, but the right Sagi. But the Rabbana are afraid that he's a battle insincerely. Shalom Aleichem Shalom. Good? Got it straight? Everything is perfect with this one little piece out of place. What is that? Exactly. Kika Bishmei Korah indicates clearly, beyond a doubt, Shemi Yavali Oflo, right? There's a Kika's on the top, she's going to fall down, and you're afraid Shemi Yavali Oflo. That's clear. So, according to Tosis, it's great. That's Tosis' proof. According to Rashi, it's also good. Because the Fiyama Roy and Rashi can see, that what's the reason of the Yavali Matiwa, Shema, Shemi Yavali Oflo. But according to the first parents in the Rana, we're calling the Rana, according to the Rana, and even the fiat tomorrow, the reason is what? Come on, help me out. The reason is what? No. It's Shema Yavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav saying the ain't they also on Shabbos, whatever that Lashon of the Ran was. So Gaval, the Gemara is the Perash of Nap Yud. Kiki Mishmei Kor, Dilma Zimna, the Nafo, the Asil, the Michle. Isn't that a question of whether you have to do B'dikas Chometz or not? And it's in a Brit, the Asil, the Michle? So I gave it to her. Some of nothing new, some of everything is standard. I can tell him. Chalkein of Bessar Asaf, I'll give you my Teret. How will defend Iran? And my Teret was to get nothing more, I just put two and two together. There's a Makor Chaim. The Makor Chaim says that I know where Chometz is, there's no Chiyah B'dikah. We'll come back to this a little bit later. We'll discuss if I'm starting to go, is there a Chiyah B'dikah in the Eshel Avraham, etc. But that is giving you for coming attraction. If I, B'dikah means to search what I don't know. What I know, what kind of B'dikah? It's there. Says the B'kor Chaim, Kikyo B'shmei Kor, I see it, there it is, look! It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a soup of bread on top of the beam. I see it. There's no Kikyo B'dikah. I see it, it's right there. There is no Kikyo B'dikah, I see it. Only what? The Shaila is, do I have to burn it the next day? That's the shot. Do I have to burn it after I did a bittul? Or do I not have to burn it? The bittul be amasagi. That's the shot. Oh, that's what Makor Chaim says. He has other reasons for saying it. I want to add. That ends the Shitas Rashi, the Shitas Haran. Avada, Avada, the Chiyah B'dika as such, the Ran claims, has nothing to do with eating. It's purely has to do with Bayerol Bayimose. Because we're afraid of an insincere bittul. And here I am. An insincere bittul is primarily concerned where you're going to suddenly come across a gluska yoffer or a cart full of schnapps. Wow. But now it's impossible, all my problems. I didn't know I have $10,000 of whiskey in my basement. That's what we're afraid about, an insincere bittul. But over here, where you know the enemy, you see what the problem is, only one loaf of hard, crusty bread. And the top of the roof, and the top of the beam, they were not afraid of an insincere bittul. He's a vavle, that's no question. A different child. There's no chiyah b'dikah to begin with. There's no discussing b'dikah. The question is only, do we have to burn it? Shemi yavo li'oklo? Well, there's no need to burn it. It's unrelated to b'dikah's chametz completely. And what I'm doing, I'm removing that gemara from the realm of b'dikah's chametz. The child we had originally said, the first child we had is what? What's the purpose of B'dikas Chometz? Tosfos mixes in the Sugya of Yom Yud. The Rana says, excuse me, Reb Tosfos, you made a mistake. That Sugya of Yom Yud has nothing to do with B'dikas Chometz. That's a Shalom Bir Chometz, as the Makor Chaim said. So therefore, you can't make me any proofs from the Sugya on Yom Yud to the reason for B'dikas Chometz, even in the time of the Amoraim. Even in Amoraim's time, it's because of Shabbat Yoroi. So again, what did we say before? According to Tosfos, the reason was only because of what? Shem Yavocha, from the beginning to the end. According to Rashi, it changes. It was used to be Shem Yavocha when there's no bittul. Now after the bittul, Shem Yavocha. According to the Rashi, it's always Yavocha. Even after the Rav Sakana bittul, it's still going to be Yavocha. If it's insincere bittul, it's still a problem of Yavocha by Yavocha. Hi, the Gemara, the Yud, the Kikah B'Shmei Korah. It's not doing B'dikas Chametz. There was no Chiyah B'Shas B'Dikah. You saw it up there. What's the nature of the Shaila? Is there a Chiyav of beer? So that's the Shemi of the Ochlo Shaila. Ah, in fact, why isn't there a problem of an insincere bittul in that kind of a case? The Rana is concerned about it in this case? That's Pashat. There you see it. You see it, you know it, and obviously you're sincere. If you don't see it, you're mabatal everything. You didn't realize you have $1,000 of chometz in your liquor closet. That's what we're afraid of that. So that was what my whole stuff to this whole discussion was, just to put things in proper order. Rashi, Tosfos and the Ran, according to Tosfos throughout According to Rashi, it changes from by Rabbi Mate to Shem Yavu Liyachlo, as the Ran himself gave an answer. But according to the Ran himself, what we call the first Tetran remains by Yavu throughout. Even as Malik Gemara, because we're afraid we didn't see a bittul. Adi Gemara, that's Yud? No, that's not Mishal, that's not a Shal Hilchot Bedikah. The Shal Hilchot Bedikah, Yud Mishal, 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 in the rafters about an insincere bidvul? The answer is, you see it, you know it, you know it. That's topic one I want to have today. I'll just have one more topic to discuss today before we call it quits. And after we call it quits, I want to say, you're not puppets. You have to go eat lunch, rather. But then you have to come back and learn. Because we just, because I have to go to run to the river, to my mikvah trip, to talk to you from the Talmud Torah. Especially we have Chazara tomorrow early, so you don't have so much time. Yes, sir. No, Shem Yavu Liyachlo. No, the second, the Ran is the Ninami, Shem Yavu Liyachlo. That's, we call that Rashi.
But that's
not
really
Ran. Right, when I use the word Ran here, I mean the Ran at the beginning, right. First Eretz. And Ran. You know, I can't prove that Rashi said this way either. We really can call it 2 days in the Ran if you want. I can't prove that Rashi holds Shem Yavu Liyachlo to Tia Gemara. We just assume that all along. Just for convenience sake, I'm calling it Rashi and the Ran, although, you know, if you look carefully at the Lashon, you can't prove, really. Okay, good. But yeah, you got it straight, though. If you don't understand it, ask me now. If you don't ask me now, I'll be in the morning, ask me tomorrow in the morning, okay? Don't know about Shalom. Yes?
What would the Ran do with Kahn
and Zarek to relate to him? Well, first of all, Bittul could be believed, too. So your whole thing is believed. So, the whole Bittul is believed, and Zarek is believed about a Zarek. And here, you need people to be Moshavet anyway. Not a transaction in monetary terms. Here, drum slave would count. You need people to be Moshavet at least. All right? Rav Olsai, one more question for today. That is as follows. If the Ran Teretz is so good, and it's such a beautiful Teretz, what we call the Teretz on Rashi, which is a Gevaldig Teretz, it answers the question so completely and beautifully, why is Tosus like it? I think Tosus, you know, Tosus was also very smart. Rangan is a beautiful Teretz. Habodah Tov Shivatel is only Rav's Kiddush. But Zman HaMishnah, Habodah Gein Tov Shivatel. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnah, over here, in this context. It's a beautiful Teretz. Why didn't Tosfos like it? Why did I like it? So I try to answer by introducing a very important question called way beyond this issue of the Bedikah, and really go to the whole heart of the Israel of Bayirah, Bayimotzeh. And the concerns of many, many Rishonim. We'll be discussing briefly again, Chazar, we'll go briefly, what the Rishonim's position on this particular matter, which is, Avad, if I see a loaf of bread on my table or in my bread box, and I leave it there the whole Pesach, I'm in violation of Bayor Bayimot. No question about that. Everyone agrees to that. The question, though, does arise, what happens if I don't know about it? I don't know about it. Am I in violation of Bayor Bayimot if I don't know about it? Or am I not in violation? I don't know about it. I find out about it later. So when I find out about it later, it's a pshat that I'm only violating from here on in? Well, no. In retrospect, it turns out that I was in violation from the beginning. All right, it wasn't my fault. I was an honest. Let's leave that out for the moment. But I was, strictly speaking, in violation of Bayor Bayimot. That's the question. Are you or are you not? So the Ran, in his presentation, says that if a person didn't know about it, and he tried through the procedure known as Bedikah, to look for all the comments, and he didn't find any. He tried and he couldn't find. When he found, whatever he found, he burned, and the rest he didn't see. Then he's not in violation of Bayroa, Bayimotze at all. So writes the Ran. The Ran, the Feirish, makes a big point of this. He says that the Epshel Afarish Akol Shabodak Lo Motza Kolo Bitel Vachakach Motza Gluski Yefeifia Over Lelem Afreya. Can't say that way. Impossible. Why? Shimken Afilu Bodak Hu Mechuyah Min HaTorah Levatel Nimei Shtofek Chomet Sheinu Motzui. And if that's true, the came in the Midorayim to the Bitel B'Yamasagi, at all. And the Ran, that's inconceivable. There must be a place for bidikat beer in this world. So now Mamarasha. If he did bittul, then there's no need for any bidikat beer in Atarah. If he didn't do bittul, then even if he did a bidikat beer, it's not enough in Atarah. He has to go worry about it because maybe it's something which he missed. That's inconceivable. It must be, says the Ran, that you give it your best try. You check wherever you can put it. It's reasonable to check. And you found nothing, that even if later on you missed something and something just came in there, then it would not be a retroactive violation of thy will, by your mother. It's all right, Sarah. If you did bittul, that satisfies probably all by your mother. It's all right. No problem. If you didn't do bittul, says the Ran, the bidik of beer would not satisfy it, because you have to do bittul anyway. Maybe you missed something. So then what's the whole point of bidik of beer? It doesn't exist. Same as Tosi has a kasha against Rashi, he has a kasha against this straw man. The answer is no. The Minat Torah either works, either bittul or bidik of beer. Ah, you missed it. Doesn't matter. You tried your best. You yotz the Minat Torah. No by all by your mother. So writes the Ran. It seems to me that this statement which the Ran puts into the very last line of this big paragraph, Ella, is the cornerstone of his Teretz Shitas Rashi. Because what's Teretz Shitas Rashi? Of his Mana Mishnah, bidika suffice. And there was no need for bittul. Gevul. How can you say that? How can you say that the Bidmana Mishnah, you did a bidik and there's no need for a following bittul? You're causing holy Jews to be nichshel in Bayerol Bayamate. He'll miss something. Well, right away, Bayerol Bayamate. How can you allow this? How can Rabbi Yudah Nasi and the Tanoim allow this to go on to demand of bidika and say that suffices? The guy's going to be in violation of Bayerol Bayamate. He'll miss something. He's going to miss something somewhere. How can you not demand bittul of every single Jew who did a bidika? The answer, the Ran gave the answer. The one who did the best you could in bidika and beer, it's good enough. There is no value, even if you found me later on, slip between the cracks. Aha! So therefore, the whole cornerstone of Perish Haran, the Peshitas Rashi, is the one who did a bidika and a beer, there's no way to be in violation of Bayerol Bayamate, even retroactively, even if you find comments later on. Now, so if Tosus would disagree with this last line of the Ran, and if Tosus maintained that a person, who, even if he tries to get rid of his tumah, and he missed something, that when he finds it, it turns out that he violated his Bayerol Bayamate retroactively, if Tosus would hold that way, then it would explain to us very, very well, Lanias Daiti, why Tosus does not agree with the Ran's Teretz for Rashi. Why Tosus asks against Rashi, and they could not accept the Ran's Teretz. You won't follow the construct? Oh. Can I prove it to you from Tosfos? No. No, I can't. I do think, though, that there's a rush that holds this way. And since the rush is from the Balei Tosfos, to me it stands to reason that Tosfos would hold that way as well. But this rush is the subject of two girsis, and it makes all the difference in the world. These two little letters turn things completely around from one extreme to the other. Let's go back to the rush inside, the very beginning of the Sefer Pesachim. Perek Aleph Siman Tes, page 246. Siman Tes, the narrow line towards the top of the page, first column, as follows. Umay time at Sarah Bindel, Bala Bodak Upina Kalachama Shadimsa, E name of Mishum Piruin. See the first white line after the invitation. E name of Mishum Piruin. Now, the Bachas Girsa, the Kimlan Shalomata Bidika, that we know for a fact that he missed the crumbs during the Bidika, and therefore an issue of Bayeroe, Apal Pishen Aroa, etc., etc. So the Bach had that Girsa, the Kimlan, and based on the word Lan and the Girsa, the Kimlan, the Bach understands the rush in the following way. Yes. You are in violation of Bayerol Bayamatzeh despite a bidika if you know that this chametz left over. The Kimlan, we know this chametz left over. Because who gets every single crumb? Since we know this chametz left over, therefore it's a violation of Bayerol Bayamatzeh if I saw a loaf of bread in the bread box. But if I did not know, if I was unaware of the existence of any chametz, either I saw it empirically or I know it statistically, there must be some crumbs left over. If I did not know, then the impression conveyed from the rush of the Girsa Bach is there'd be no violation of Bali Roa Bali Mata. That would fit into which opinion? The opinion of the Ran. But in Lafi Anir Zaydi, not that way. Because the Rosh had two sons. Remember the Rosh had two sons? One was Tur, Rabbi Yaakov Bala Turim, and one was Rabbeinu Yechiel Ben Arosh. And both of them seem to say, the Tur himself and the Tur was his brother, both seem to say the reverse. But in fact, if you see, you find comments later on, that you are in violation of Bairo by Master retroactively. Could be you're in honors, could be you're in Shogeg, whatever, but you are in fact in violation. Aye, but the Rosh is differently. So the answer was no. The word Lamed Nun, which is in brackets, friends, doesn't belong. Doesn't belong. So how do you read it then? E Neima Mishem Pirurim. No. Dakim. Dakim. Small crumbs, thin crumbs. Shalom Moslem Ibdika. That's the pshat. Nothing to do with the Kimlan. The Rosh holds like his two sons. Two sons would both go against their father. If the Torah of Eliyahu both say, if you discover chametz, you were in violation of Bairo. In retrospect, this is quite a clear indication that the father, the Rosh, holds exactly the same way. And if the Rosh holds the same way, then it stands to reason that Tosfos might also hold the same way, because Tosfos, the Rosh is from the Bali Tosfos. And therefore, that's my explanation why the Rosh, why Tosfos did not like the Ran Perek to Shitas Rashi. But in the remaining few minutes, I want to discuss what other Rishon have to say about this, including Rashi, including Tosfos, and including the Rambam.
Yeah.
No, that's about the Kimla. In Rishon Pirurim Dakim, that maybe Lo Matzav Imzik, I don't even know the crops were there. Maybe they were there. And even though it's only a maybe, you're still in violation of Bairo, by Imatze. Unless, not Choshev, that's the defense of what's going to continue. But in Katav, you wouldn't be in violation of Bairo, by Imatze. That's exactly why Tepshat told us against the Ram. Okay? Right, the proof is from the Torah. The Torah says that way. It's not Beferish. I don't want to read the Torah there, but it's basically Beferish in the Torah that way. I don't want to go into every prat now in the Chazar. The Torah is not Beferish. I mean, Yechiel is basically Beferish. Some say it's only a Yechiel's opinion. It's not his own opinion. That's not the Pasha. Okay. Let's now see what the other Rishonim say about this issue, and we'll have to close with this. What do they say about this issue? If a person discovers Kovitz later on, is he in violation of retroactively or not? So clearly, even though you didn't realize it, Pashup Shah is like, Ocho Chela Vashogi. That's what Magan Avraham said. Simitam Lamadal. That's what he said. It's a Shogi, an oneness, whatever you want to call it. But an Avera it is. An Avera it is. Oh. What do the other Rishonim say about this, the Kudah?